is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? I'm going to tell you, listen to me very carefully. You can listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have SiriusXM, you got money. Good for you. I don't know how much a month, but you got something. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. So whether you're on the radio, your phone, an app, a tablet, your car, Sirius, a smart speaker, thank you for listening. We're here for everybody. Wherever you're at, I hope you're safe. I hope you are well. You want to call up? You can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. What a day, what a day, what a day. Stephon Diggs has a confirmed torn ACL. He's out for the year. Deontay Johnson, he's been moved from the Carolina Panthers. He's now a member of the Baltimore Ravens. Anthony Richardson, he's been benched after, well, they partially A, because he sucks as a quarterback right now, completing 44% of his passes. And I'm pretty sure telling everybody, not everybody, telling the whole damn world that he was tired the other day and he needed a playoff, pull himself out of the game, I'm sure that didn't help. So we'll see Joe Flacco Sunday night football for the Indianapolis Colts behind center as they take on the Minnesota Vikings. And then, of course, it's game four of the World Series. In the Bronx, New York, right now, this minute, this second, the Dodgers, they lead the Yankees again. The score is 2-0. They're in the third. They're finishing up. Where'd they get this score from? Some guy named Freddie Freeman hit another home run. Yeah. Freddie Freeman, dating back to his time with the Atlanta Braves, he has now hit a home run in six consecutive World Series games. This is a Major League Baseball record. He was tied with George Springer at five. And if you didn't know, baseball been around for a very, very, very long time. So to have a record, six home runs in consecutive World Series games, where the pitching is supposed to be the best of the best, Freddie Freeman is just a man on fire right now. And a man who was injured heading into this series. There is literally a fan in the stands. They have a sign. Hickey, did you see the sign? It says, Freddie, please stop.
I did, and he did not listen.
And it's too late. Freddie Freeman actually just popped up here in the third after hitting that home run to open up things in the first inning. Pretty much the same damn thing that he did yesterday. Freddie Freeman is, he ain't stopping. He ain't quitting. He's just going. And the New York Yankees, they're about to be swept. Hickey, they're going to score two runs tonight again, right? At least, right.
I mean, with the way these bats are going, it does not seem likely, even though it is a bullpen game.
Yeah,
their bats stink.
This is disappointing, man. I said last week, I was like, yeah, the Liberty won. The New York Yankees are next. No siree. New York Yankees, man. For all of this, I should have went to the New York Liberty Parade. I should have made a trip to New York and just stood around at the parade, because this is pathetic. We'll keep you up to date with the New York Yankees as the hour continues on. You know, we'll be out of here in about an hour's time. So I'm sure by the time Bart Winkler is here, you know, people can beat up on the Yankees because they deserve it. They suck. What the hell else is anybody going to say about this team? Speaking of sucking, Anthony Richardson, he's in that category. Pretty awful. The man was taken fourth overall last year by the Indianapolis Colts. Could barely play, couldn't get through four games last season. This year comes back, is busted up some more again, throws four touchdowns to seven interceptions, only completes 44% of his passes. This past Sunday in a loss against the Colts, he decides he needs to sit down. And then he tells everybody he was tired. Well, he's going to be tired on the bench because he's been benched for Joe Flacco. What a sad situation this is out in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the Colts. Pretty sad. And what was the reasoning here? You know, why did they go ahead and tell him he needs to take a seat? Is it because he's awful as a passer? Is it ultimately because he was tired? Shane Steichen, the head coach from yesterday, he said, you know what? We're trying to figure things out at QB. Listen to this.
Shane, you said you're going to evaluate everything. Did the self-tap out thing, did that factor into this at all?
No, it didn't.
Okay, just to make sure. And then secondly, just to get it on the record, I guess. So you're saying, is Anthony your starting quarterback right now or not?
Right now, today is, yes.
Just you don't know for the upcoming game if he's a starting
quarterback. We're evaluating.
Oh, yeah. Well, they evaluated enough today and said, nah, Joe Flacco's the guy. Let Joe Flacco, let him just throw the ball the rest of the year. What do we need to see him for? Leave Anthony Richardson on the bench. Maybe he'll learn something. I don't know. Another big NFL news today. Deontay Johnson, he escaped the Carolina Panthers. He's been able to move forward to the Baltimore Ravens. He doesn't have to receive passes from Bryce Young or Andy Dalton anymore. Deontay Johnson, 357 yards to go along with three touchdowns. And now he's going to try to help out the Baltimore Ravens. They're basically exchanging 2025 picks. And the Ravens, they got another wide receiver. They already got Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman. Hopefully Deontay makes a difference. And hopefully Lamar Jackson can continue to find him. Lamar is still playing on an MVP level, even though they just lost to the Browns. Matter of fact, you know, let's hear about this move. The CBS Sports talks about the fact that Deontay Johnson and the terrible Carolina Panthers, well, they weren't getting along.
So Deontay Johnson's been on the trade block for several weeks for the Carolina Panthers. This is a relationship that it was a failure to launch. They attempted and did trade for Deontay Johnson this offseason, thought he was going to help out Bryce Young. 2 weeks into the season, things were not going well between Deontay Johnson and the team, between Bryce Young and the team. Then you bench Bryce Young. He has, Deontay Johnson has a baller game against the Las Vegas Raiders, and everyone seems happy at that point. And then things continue to go back to the way that they were. Communication issues was how it was described to me. The word was out across the league that Deontay Johnson was not long for the Carolina Panthers. And so now he ends up with a Baltimore Ravens team that seemingly doesn't need him. But, you know, that's what good teams do.
Yeah, they don't. They just want to run the football. Come on now. Hey, spread around the wealth and throw the ball to Mark Andrews for a touchdown or likely. That will be the Ravens offense, and hopefully it'll bear some fruit for them when we get to the end of the season. Maybe Deontay Johnson has a big impact. Someone who will no longer have an impact on anything the rest of the season is Stephon Diggs. He's out. He's done. He tore his ACL in their last game against the Colts, a non-contact injury. This man was brought over to help get them over the hump and maybe get them to an AFC title game, maybe get them to a Super Bowl. I think they were probably more in the second, third tier of very good teams in the AFC. And now they have to expect that when Nico Collins comes back from his hamstring injury, that he can go out there and do some damage. And then on the other end of things, hey, Tank Dell has to wake up. They got a lot of veterans and the Robert Woods of the world. But the Texans, Mrs. Stephon Diggs is a big deal here, especially as they get into the postseason. He is the veteran. He has been down the route. He's been down the road. A lot of Buffalo Bills fans will say they'd be better off without him. But you can't dispute the talent. Hey, take a listen. C.J. Stroud, earlier today, he knows missing Stephon Diggs is a huge deal.
It sucks. You know, it's not easy. It's not, you know, something that I just can have a whole bunch of words for. I just hoping, you know, and just trying to just wrap my mind around, you know, what happened. But it's tough. You know, you can't really try to think positively about it, but, you know, it's not a bunch of positive thoughts, and I just really feel bad for him. You know, he's worked extremely hard. I think he was having one of them, you know, the best times he's ever had on the team. At least that's what he told us, you know. So, you know, I just feel for him and praying for him, you know, and just hoping, you know, that, you know, he keeps his head up high and, you know, he'll bounce back even stronger. So, you know, it just sucks.
Yeah, I think the Texans will be perfectly fine. It'll be fine. I don't think this adds or changes anything ultimately in the offseason. And we'll see what takes place with the trade market. We know the trade deadline is the 5th, but all the impact wide receivers are gone, or they're off the market, or they're hurt, or they've signed contracts. So Cooper Kupp has been said that he's not going to be moved. Mike Williams of the Jets, they are sure he's going to be moved, but is he a great impact wideout coming off of his surgery from last year? I think we've seen enough unless somebody like Cooper Kupp moves along. So all the best to Stephon Diggs and his recovery, and we're going to talk about the other Diggs in a bit. Because his brother Trayvon on the Cowboys, he's actually, he decided to defend himself after getting into it with a Dallas Cowboys reporter right after a game about a tweet. Come on. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. David is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call to get some that again, sir. I thought to you about the Yankee fans. Are they the most classless in baseball? I mean, I don't mean, you know, the regular stuff that they do. I'm talking about there's two fans tonight. I don't know if you heard about it down the right field line. Wow. They actually tried to rip the ball out of
David,
Mookie Betts' glove.
Yeah, David, we talked about it for a good 10 minutes.
I just got off work. You know, I couldn't hear yet, Tom, so I didn't know if you talked about it. But,
did. Go ahead.
Yeah, this could even be worse. I remember my team, the Orioles, you know, they got robbed in 1996 when Jeffrey Mayer was stealing a World Series. So this could even be worse than that. Do you think so?
One is a child, okay? One is a child.
And he was 12.
Well, hold on, David. Are you telling me a 12-year-old is not a child?
Well, I mean, he's middle age. He's, you know,
middle age. Well, David, come on now. A child. Okay, he's a child. David, how old are you? Are you a child?
I'm not a child. I wish I was, but I'm not.
Okay, so let's be real. A 12-year-old is a child. And what? Hold on, David. Maybe I'm on drugs. Don't go anywhere. Okay, don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. Hickey, am I on crack? Am I on drugs? Is a 12-year-old not a child? A 12-year-old is a child. What are we talking about here?
I agree. You are not on crack, sir.
I think 99.9% of people not named Puff Daddy will tell you a 12-year-old is a child. What am I missing here? This guy's a child. He's a kid. He's a child. He's a grown man now, but he was a child. Okay, just making sure. David from Maryland. He was a child. He was 12. The two numbs. He was what?
He was definitely wrong, but what I'm saying.
It's not about him. Let's hold on. Listen, you can't compare Jeffrey Mayer, a 12-year-old, who put his hand out to catch a baseball. He's a kid. First of all, let's be clear. It is instinctual. It's instinctual for people to try to reach for things that are flying towards them. It's instinctual. I can tell you, and I think a lot of people can tell you, whether you stand on a baseball field and you try to run to catch a ball and track it down, or whether you happen to be in the stands, it is not an easy thing to do. Major League Baseball players, professional baseball players, make it look easy. It's not easy. It's not. And so if you're in the stands, leave the 12-year-old child, give him a break. What these asshats did today by trying to rip a baseball, two grown men trying to rip a baseball out of a guy's hand while another idiot is holding his wrist, there is no comparison to what some guy did after Armando Barnitas got tagged.
And I agree with you. I think what they did tonight was worse. I just told you I thought it was worse than what he did in
1996. You asked me if I thought it was worse. You asked me.
I mean, yeah, it was worse tonight. You know, you said, the mayor was 12, so, yeah, okay. I can understand the point. But still, that World Series should have been given to the Orioles back in 1996.
David, come on now. Let's relax. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, okay?
Right.
Oh, thank you, David. How old is a 12-year-old? Is he an adult or a child? Can he buy a beer? David is through with me. I'm through with David. Man. Hickey, can a 12-year-old vote?
No, he can't.
Can a 12-year-old legally drive a car?
No.
There's a lot of other things. What can a 12-year-old do besides go to school? Walk home from school, maybe with friends, depending on where school is. I don't even know if you want that nowadays, right?
Very true. Very true. Well, maybe go unsupervised with friends, maybe at that point. Was it like eighth grade?
I don't know. You get five friends together and go to a friend's house. I don't know. Maybe they drop you off to the movies. You get on the bus by yourself. I don't know. A 12-year-old is a child. And Hickey, he didn't say what he asked me. He's like, remember that 12-year-old who caught the ball? I'm like, versus today?
Remember that grown adult who caught the ball?
He's like, which one is worse? What?
Yeah, the adult who can make his own decisions. He drove himself to the game. He had a beer in his hand and just reached over and caught the ball back in 96. Remember that?
Yeah, that's what he did. That 12-year-old had a beer too, right?
Yeah, he also voted after the game, I think, too.
He did. He voted. He voted, went to war, came back, and started a family. Right? All at 12. He was able to legally buy a drink and have a smoke. Come on, man. He's 12. Come on. We can't put the kid. If we want to take a crap on those Yankee fans, yeah, take a massive dump on them. They suck. Bring Jeffrey Meyer in here. Come on. This is like, remember, this was almost 20 years ago. Remember Dusty Baker's kid was the ball boy?
That's right.
He almost got schooled. We going to blame him, too? Let's blame all the kids.
Yeah, growing adult, he had his brain of his own. He could have got out of the way.
Yeah, I know, right? And that, how old was he? Sheesh. Yeah, for real, what was he doing out there? Because that kid looked, what was he?
Was he even five?
Six? At even?
Something like that, yeah. He was very young.
Yeah, I was shocked he was even out there. What are we doing?
I think that changed a lot of rules after that.
I think so. Yeah, sports are not for kids. no kids. Don't bring them to the sporting events. Leave them at home. Let them watch on the iPad or whatever the hell they do anyway. Wow. Didn't expect that one. That made my night a little bit. And thank you so much for calling from Baltimore. Shout out to everybody in Baltimore. Hey, you know what, folks? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you the other Diggs brother, he's on social media. He's not a kid, but he's acting like one. Yeah, Trayvon Diggs had a response to his own response, kind of taking it to a reporter. How tough of a guy is he? We're going to get into his response on the other side of the break. Of course, we'll give you an update on what's going place or what's taking place in the Bronx, New York. It looks like the New York Yankees are showing a little bit of life. We have so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Do my eyes deceive me? Am I reading this correctly? Hickey, did the Yankees, did they hit a grand slam?
Grand slam, Anthony Volpe.
Wow. Yankees now lead 5-2, bottom of the fourth. Wow, Yankees were down 2-1. Freddie Freeman hit that home run to open things up in the first. They scored on a ground out. And then in the third, Volpe hit a grand slam. I can't believe it. Okay. Maybe the Yankees will live to see another day. Maybe. I'm not optimistic. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, those idiots who tried to, they didn't try. The idiots who tried to grab the ball out of Mookie Betts' hands. They tried to grab his wrists. There's video of them being walked out. They were treated like heroes?
They were conquering heroes leaving the stadium. Yes, they were getting a ovation from some fans. And one fan even went into the aisle and gave one a giant bear hug.
You got to be kidding me.
Which I was, but no joking.
Is everybody can't be that drunk?
Desperate is probably the better way to phrase it, right? Down 0-3.
don't they understand, like, that's just from a human level, that ain't cool? Like, Mookie Betts has reason to want to take his bat to those guys, the back of their kneecaps. Like, he does.
And you could argue maybe he has the right to.
Yeah, he does. He does. Not that he's going to run around and sue for assault, but you wouldn't grab on anybody like that in any type of way. Like, that's not cool. I'm not a fan of that, man. That's why people think New York fans are obnoxious and New Yorkers are obnoxious and mean and nasty and stupid. Well, you just found two idiots who will kind of help push that idea. And nobody could disagree with them at all. It's bad. Hickey, what are the Giants fans doing? They kind of bad, too. All New York teams lost yesterday, right? The Knicks lost, the Giants lost, and, of course, the Yankees lost last night, right?
And if you want to expand it to soccer, I believe NYFC played and lost as well. So the sports equinox, I know hockey didn't play yesterday, so it doesn't count. Well, that was the only sport missing, I guess. The trifecta.
Oh, boy.
Quadfecta, whatever you want to call it.
Just a bunch of losers. That's easy.
Just another day. New York, fellow losers.
Just a bunch of losers. Now, the Giants, the Yankees season is almost over. Win or lose, but most likely lose. The Knicks season is just getting started. They got a lot of games. The New York Giants got the same damn record as the Jets. The New York teams both have squads. The Jets and the Giants that have records of 2-6. And after losing to the Steelers last night, Malik Nabers, a star wideout out of LSU, he was asked, how the hell do y'all turn things around? Y'all are 2-6. Listen to this.
Focus on the details. Details win football games. You know, that was a great team, but we kind of gave them to us because it wasn't on our details. So if we want to be that explosive offense, we got to get on the details. Man.
Oh, look, optimism. Wow. I didn't expect optimism. Daniel Jones. This guy needs to count down his days in New York, but they're about to be over. Daniel Jones, he was asked about the loss. Was it a good loss or a bad loss? Daniel, which one?
We hurt ourselves a lot tonight, and that's the most frustrating part about it. So we've got to be more detailed, starting with me. And, you know, some of the good stuff that happened, you know, was negated by, you know, those mistakes.
Okay. All right. He sounds like a guy who knows he's getting put to pasture, man. Like a cat. I don't know. Hickey, cows are cows stupid?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Actually, I don't know.
I don't know either. Do they know when they're getting ready to be taken to the slaughterhouse? They don't know, right? They have no idea.
Cows, no. But you have seen a few bulls escape the slaughterhouse, I feel like, in recent months. So maybe they're smarter than the cows. So maybe to answer the question, maybe cows don't. No, okay. Are too stupid to realize.
Wow. Well, Daniel Jones knows his day is coming to an end. You hear that, he's like, man, can this season get over with? Can they just fire me already and trade me, cut me, do something? Let's just get this over with. But I give him credit. Accountability from Daniel Jones, a guy who pretty much knows he's walking down the line to get the boot, to get kicked off the side of the ship. So it's about to happen to him. Meanwhile, you got a bunch of guys in Dallas in hilarious fashion. I told you, unfortunately, Stephon Diggs out in Houston. This man tore his ACL in the game this past Sunday. And his brother made a complete ass out of himself with the Dallas Cowboys taking a late night L against the 49ers. He then decides to yell at a reporter. And he literally loses the game, goes into the locker room. 2 minutes later, after walking in after the game, looks at a tweet, looks at his phone, sees a reporter questioning one of his tackles, and then goes right back out into the hallway before the reporters are let in to yell at the reporter. What? Like, you're that self-conscious? You're going on Twitter? Did somebody text it? But still, you're that mad you got to go confront the reporter? It seems kind of weak and lame to me. But then Trayvon Diggs was sitting down with Michael Parsons, and then he justified it. He's just, oh, yeah, well, I could have, you know, he was trying to make his name off of me. Oh, my God, listen to this.
Yeah, I just felt like, you know, it was unnecessary. You know, I just felt like, you know, he was trying to use my name, you know, for clicks. And, you know, after the game, I just happened to see it, you know, and I looked, I clicked on it, I seen who it was. I was like, oh, he right here. I just saw you. So I went up to him, you know, and I just spoke how I felt. I felt like it was a lot of emotions, you know, just losing, coming out the game. You know, we fresh off the loss. You know, I'm a competitor, so, you know, I wanted to win. So, you know, just a lot of emotions, and, you know, I just kind of let my, you know, emotions get the best of me. But, you know, at the end of the day, it still doesn't make it right for anybody just to be saying anything or just trying to throw dirt on your name or make you, you know, seem like you're doing bad or a bad job, you know, because, you know, I feel like I played my hardest game yesterday. I felt like, you know, I did everything I could. I felt like, you know, I was tackling, setting the edges, you know, just doing everything to help my team win. And for him to just try to throw that on my name, it just didn't sit right with me because you were, like, completely wrong.
Yeah, man, well, bro, that's his job. There's a lot of reporters out there who are going to be critical of you. Ignore it. Do your job. Who cares what he says? You've actually given him more power by going to confront him. What is wrong with you? Where's Michael Parsons says that Anthony Richardson and the Colts, that they need media training because Anthony Richard is sitting around telling people, yeah, I got tied in the game. He said, next time, lie. Why don't you tell that to your own damn teammate? Does he need media training? Because he needs to go talk to a therapist because he's soft, man. Like, stop giving power to people that don't have power over you. What are you doing? What's wrong with these Diggs brothers? I don't know. One is hurt, but then there's always burning bridges on the way out. And the other one is just stop being soft. Mike McCarthy is just like, man, he needs to be a professional. Of course.
That's clearly an example of frustration, but you know, I think we have to be better in those moments. You know, I always talk about staying on the high road. It's part of our responsibility in this business. You know, but I am not ignorant or naive to the fact that, you know, this generation, you know, that's part of the world they live in. You know, the social media world, and you have to manage that. You know, that's part of being a professional athlete, and that's part of representing this organization properly.
They live in the social media world. That's weak. What an excuse. Not blaming Mike McCarthy, but that's weak. That's weak. Just do people need their asses kissed all the time for the world to be okay with them? Come on. I'm sick of a lot of these guys just whining and complaining. Got something to say, but don't say it. Half-ass. No accountability. Not willing to stand up and speak up. And it's just doing it in the wrong ways. Hickey, I'm going to get off my soapbox now. I'm done.
That was good advice. That's good JR wisdom. I think you should continue.
I can't stand it. And it's just going to get worse. There's athletes complaining, the best of the best. I love LeBron. This guy's going to, by the time we get to the trade deadline, Hickey, how many hourglasses is he going to put up to scare his teammates?
Probably at least five.
Or is he not going to do that? He doesn't want to scare Bronny, huh?
Well, by that point, I think Bronny would be long gone.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Rui Hachimura will be thinking about it. LeBron James will put up an hourglass, purple and gold, and a Japanese flag. That's what he'll put up. Rui Hachimura will not sleep the entire night. LeBron James. Well, he's just going to start putting up flags next to the purple and gold. Who, they got any other international players on the team? None, right?
What would you put up for Austin Reeves?
I don't know.
He's untouchable, right? He's good.
Is he? He had a violent nickname. What was his name before the AK-47, right? No,
AR-15.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no more gun emojis. They took them away, so I don't know.
No water gun?
Nah, I don't want a gun. If it was Anthony Davis, we'd put a hospital and a stretcher emoji. And time is waiting. I don't know. Just everybody is so, like, does every, nobody wants to stand up and speak up or just, that everybody's just sensitive. Like, if you're going to use social media, then speak out and then talk, say something and don't run and hide. Is this another home run? Oh, damn it. Here we go. Marco Belletti, do something.
do something. I'm laughing. What am I doing? What do you want me to do?
I'm sick of these Dodgers in there, and they, why are they waving like I'm sick of the waves. I'm sick of the home.
You don't like the whatever the gyration for the hits?
No gyrations. Stop the bleeding. Get this done over with. What is the score now?
5-3.
There we go. The Yankees hit a grand slam, and now the catcher comes back and answers. Oh, boy. Anyway.
I can live with the gyrations. It's the cup check that I'm not thrilled with.
I saw it once. Are they still doing that? Is that a normal occurrence?
I think that's only a Kike Hernandez, I believe. Oh. I believe. Okay. I'm not. Don't hold me to that. Shock me if there's other Dodgers that are participating, but right. I feel like Kike is the leader of that band.
Never mind. I'm not going to go. I'm not.
What's the emoji for this? No?
No. I had a different question.
Ah.
I had a different question. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to. No, I'm not. What I'm going to do is take a break. I'm going to come back on the other side of the break, and then I'm going to try to think back of a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm going to give the phone number one more time, 855-212-4227, before we leave.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The New York Yankees, they lead temporarily. They lead the Dodgers. 5-4. It's the fifth inning. Yankees are trying to get out of a jam. There's a man on first. They got two outs. Yankees lose. Dodgers are champs. Dodgers trying to pick up their eighth championship. And good luck to them. Good luck to the New York Yankees. 855-212-4227. That's the phone number. Before we get out of here, I'm going to get to the phones, but of course, it's the end of the show. I want to take you through a bunch of things that have taken place this day in sports history, so let's not waste any time.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today is Tuesday, October 29th. The year is 2024, but if we go back to October 29th, 1960, Muhammad Ali, then known as Cassius Clay, he won his first professional fight. He beat a man by the name of Tunney Hunsaker. In this bout that took place in 1960, Muhammad Ali won by a sixth round decision. I believe because it says that Tony Hunsaker's eyes were swollen shut. Yeah, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali beat that man's eyes closed. God bless Muhammad Ali's soul. October 29th, 2014. The Giants, the San Francisco version. They became the first team to win World Series Game 7 on the road. They beat the Royals 3-2. Madison Bumgarner, you might remember, this man came on in relief. He got Salvador Perez to pop up as the Giants won the World Series. This is Fox in 2014.
Salvador Perez, the 2-2. Francisco Giants for the third time in the last 5 years, and their hero, Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, well, Royals won the next year over the Mets, so, hey, you lose one, you win some, you lose some. October 29, 2018, a guy named Klay Thompson, who at one point in time played forever with the Golden State Warriors, well, he was still on the Warriors at that time, now he's a Maverick. He broke an NBA record. Most threes in a game with 14. The Warriors beat the Bulls 149-124. Listen to this compilation, courtesy of the NBA.
Just dribbles into a three and buries another one.
Oh, my.
Klay Thompson again. Make it 6 of 7. And Klay's got another one.
Well, he got his rhythm back.
Well, he's one away from the record. He's one away from the record. The NBA record is Steph's 13 threes. Klay has 12 of 17. Catch and shoot three. There it is. He's tied Steph for NBA history. He got it. 14 threes in a game has never been done until tonight. This man came into the game 5 of 36 on threes. He's gone 14 of 24.
The way these guys shoot these threes nowadays, and I know, damn it, that wasn't even all that long ago, but the way these guys shoot these threes today, how long is it going to take before a guy gets to, I don't know, 20? Hickey, you ever think we'll see a guy get 20 threes in a game?
Definitely.
How many are you going to have to take? Like, they're going to let a guy take 30 to 40 threes? Like,
if you're making 20 threes, I would say you probably make it like 28 attempts.
20 out of 28?
Like, if you're that hot, like, you have to be hot, ooh, right, to get that many attempts.
That's tough, man. You got to have a lot of attempts. Yeah, bro. That's a lot.
Well, Klay just took, what is it, in this 27?
Yeah. 14, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can get it.
I don't know. That's tough. We'll see. I need to see Wembanyama do it. Not going to happen. Who's the best shooter in the league anyway? Not, I mean, outside of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. We don't even know. It's
a three-point shooter, just overall shooter? Shooter?
Yeah, three-point guy worth a damn. Not some guy that comes off the bench that, you know. We don't even know, right?
Yeah.
Has it been established? The torch, I guess, hasn't been passed yet. Yeah, we'll see soon enough. Yankees get out of the jam, 5-4. We got a couple of callers here with some thoughts before we roll out. 855-212-4227. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. And I just got to tell you real quick, unfortunately, last night, New York set a record for a metropolitan area, had four major sports teams that lost on the same night. I mean, the New York City Football Club lost to Cincinnati, Knicks lost to the Cavs, Giants lost to the Steelers, and the Yankees lost to the Dodgers.
No, thank you.
It's only going to go up for each one of those teams.
Yeah,
but
well,
you asked
you
about that, so I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, no, we didn't ask about it. We talked about it. Thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. 855-212-4227. Jeremy is calling from Indiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, JR. Love the show, man. Best sports show on the air. I just had two comments and then a question real quick.
Okay.
First one was what do you think about the safety that made a dumbass out of himself?
He had a lot of Tyreek Stevenson. He had a lot of ass to kiss and say sorry. He had no choice.
Yeah, he did. Right. And then my question, or my other comment was, mm-hmm, about the child thing. Anybody that don't think a 12-year-old child has got a pedophile thinking mind?
Oh, well, Jeremy, we weren't going down that road, man. We just was, he was being a homer about the Orioles. So, of course, he was trying to make the kid sound like an adult. He wasn't trying to make anything a sexual out of it, Jeremy.
I didn't say he was. I just...
But it wasn't necessary for to say. Jeremy, still thank you for the kind words. You take it easy, okay? All right, thanks. Like, come on. I didn't say it anyway. Well, you kind of did. You're talking about Hickey, we're talking about baseball. What is this guy talking about?
That's right. At the end of the day, we're talking about baseball.
Talking about baseball. He was trying to make a kid seem older than he was because he was trying to justify, you know, beating the kid up a little bit for catching a baseball that he wasn't supposed to catch. Nothing else. Sheesh. Am I in the Twilight Zone? No, I'm not. What was going on yesterday? The football season was in the Twilight Zone. And today, I guess we are. Hickey, the Yankees going to choke this lead away?
Feels like it. Feels like the tide has turned here.
If they're gonna lose, just lose in spectacular fashion, right? Come on. Just
walk off? Or not a walk off, but you're like a ninth inning heartbreak?
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
What's with you and wanting pain for your own teams?
No. I like the Yankees. I'm not never root against them. I just don't believe they'll come back. There's a difference. The Jets, I want the Jets to lose. The Yankees, no. I've accepted the fact that there's a 99% chance that they will lose. And if they have a miraculous comeback, then great. I'd love it. I really would. I hope they do, but I don't believe it. So I expect nothing from them. But the Jets, yeah, they need to just get the season over with. That's it. Does that make sense? No?
Yes and no. I can never get to where you are, but the logic is not exactly flawed.
Yeah, it's Yankees or what? There's been one team in 100 million years to come back, and they beat the Yankees. That's it. Good luck. The Jets burn the house down and kill all the roaches inside with it, okay? That's the difference. Yankees are leading 5-4. Thank you so much to George Bremer for joining us to talk about the Colts. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, of course, with a new top six list. Break down all the crazy things that take place in the world of sports. And by tomorrow, yeah, we're certainly going to know. Are the Yankees alive or the Yankees dead? Are the Dodgers going to be World Series champs? We'll talk about it tomorrow and see what else the NFL world brings us. It's the JR Sport Re-Show. It's over. Thank you to Ryan Hickey. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you for listening.